Got something for that ass, for those big ass calves here.
Hey, I'm showing them off right now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Court mandated shorts.
Listen, this week we thought we'd try something a little different, and we're going to discuss the perfect hang.
Hey, all right.
As in, what would our perfect hangout session be? You know where you have these nights out or these days or whatever it is, and you're like, what would be, if I could design one from scratch, what would it be? Now, I'm going to put it to you first. Is that all right, Terry?
Sure.
And to tell me, and then if there's time, then we can chat about some great hangs that we've had in the past.
Okay.
So, set the scene for me, Terry.
Can I say, can it be like a weekend?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was thinking that myself. It's very hard to fit it all into one day.
Yeah. So day one,
okay,
would be, we arrive at like a Airbnb.
Nice.
In, by a lake house, right?
Mm-hmm.
What
country?
Could be here. Maybe here. On a sunny day in Ireland, I'll take it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
the, having moved to Wicklow, the sheer amount of green around me,
you said it,
just love it. So, Wicklow, a lake in Wicklow. And so it's me, it's you, a couple of close friends that we are very comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be comfortable with these people because we're going to be doing some drugs,
big time,
and we don't want any bad juju happening.
That's right.
Right. So, get settled into the house. Maybe make some lunch.
Do we all have
your own bedroom, yeah,
with an ensuite? We all have ensuites, or do you just have the ensuite?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you can all have ensuites.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does not matter to me.
Okay.
One.
I'm just trying to picture.
Iota. One tiny iota. So.
So we're in the lake house.
Yeah. So we have. It's a lovely day outside. We have a fridge and a fridge in the garage full of alcohol, if we want, if we want it.
Of course.
Also, a fridge stocked full of, you know, fruit, meat.
Ooh.
Fruit is important.
Cooked meat or like
meat to cook and sandwich meat.
Okay.
We got some lovely French bread.
Oh.
Got some pizzas for later on.
Great.
We have a big screen TV,
of course,
with a dodgy box.
Nice.
And a PS5.
Nice.
And a football, FIFA, whatever it's called, EA.
EAFC.
Blarg.
I know.
And so, you know, you can sit outside on the deck if you like and have a drink.
How many people are there?
Like five. Six. Right.
Six including yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's comfortable, close-knit group.
Yeah.
Right?
Gotcha. Okay?
And then, you know, if people choose, they can smoke a bit of weed to go with their beer or whatever like that. We're going to watch the football and just kind of, you know, the vibe of my stag.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
My hang is definitely borrowed stuff from the stag as well, to be honest.
But then at, say, like 2 o'clock, we're all going to get together,
mm-hmm,
sit down, and we're going to do some mushrooms.
Great. 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is day one.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
2 o'clock.
I was thinking, that's the whole day then. But yeah, okay.
2 o'clock, we're going to do the mushrooms. So you're coming up about three,
mm-hmm,
half three. I'm just going to listen to some music and just kind
good,
of
just music.
Well,
if I've learned, if Terry, at this stage, how many bad trips do we have to be, you have to have to
have
realize
a bad trip
the
last
key
time
to a good, yeah, we did.
I did.
Did you not? Was that just me?
Yeah. With the ECW thing?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, man. I thought it was a terrible idea in hindsight. The last two trips, we've watched something, and every time it's been like, the music's sad, I'm sad.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a big, like, the living area is like kitchen, dining, you know, and then like a sunken area with the TV and stuff like that. There's also a, like another nice front room where you can go and chill out.
Or by a lake as well. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, if you want to go to the lake.
I want to go chill at the lake.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, great. Yeah, you can do that. You can
forcing my own plans on your dream.
No, absolutely. You're there.
Great.
But
no
the
rules.
Front room, or the other, the parlor, shall we say.
Oh, I love it.
I can go in and I can stick on a movie and chill out there while I'm tripping.
Nice 3-hour director's cut.
I'll stick on There Will Be Blood and just watch those colours.
On mushroom.
Yeah.
Is it that intense face and he realises that's not his brother?
Yeah.
And you think you're going to take that in your stride on mushrooms?
Yeah.
Dream on.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, go on. I'm challenging
Mexican
you
mushrooms, not fucking Thai. Like, okay. You're seeing mad colours and shit. Like. And then, you know, in the evening time, a bit of fruit.
Okay.
The fruit is important, Andy. Pineapple, mango, lovely citrus fruit there.
I can't tell you how much. Now, like, sorry to keep interrupting you, but no,
this is the podcast.
When we were doing mushrooms in Amsterdam, I think we talked about it on the pod before, but like, you know the way when you're on mushrooms and like someone brings up something new, like something real simple, like, hey, let's change the song. Like, yeah!
What a great idea!
Brilliant! Yeah, getting all settled in your seat. Yeah, change the song. And when you brought out that fruit that you bought earlier in the day, just little, like, pineapple squares or mango squares, and when I had a bite of one of those...
Do you remember what you said?
No.
You're like, you took, like, the mango, and you took a bite out, and you're like... Manna from heaven.
It was.
I've never seen somebody like it's like you were in a Skittles commercial, and it was like one of those taste the rainbow.
It was like
colored water.
It felt like that. My body was tingling as I was swallowing it down. It was so delicious.
That's why you want the fruit there, man.
Great. Okay.
You know?
Great.
And then as the evening rolls on, you know, if you want to have another drink or, you know, another smoke, whatever, music, whatever, you just kind of, everybody winds down to their own pace.
Nice.
Chill out. We'll have board games there if people want to play board games. If you want to try and play Pro Evo or EA, whatever, EAFC. I believe it's called, Brian was telling me this, it's some new name that's a free game on your PS5.
Really?
Yeah, it's like... And it only costs to play online or something.
E-football?
Yeah, e-football. And it's just like free.
Oh.
So like, shows you how well that's going.
Well, to be honest, I mean, FIFA by all accounts is absolutely shite now. And I got, Tony got the last FIFA and he just gave it to me.
Did he not like it? Or
he just wouldn't play it.
Yeah.
And I put it on and I was like, awful. Like,
yeah.
Awful game. Like, I used to, when I'd be staying up late and, like, listen to music or a podcast, and I would just play, my go-to game was just FIFA 17. Right?
Online.
Not even on, sometimes on, I just do career mode, sometimes I get too frustrated playing online, because they're better than me. but just, like, random, just matches, like, I'm not really thinking, like, I don't have to think too much about it. And FIFA 17, I found, was, like, the perfect sort
of... Was that the one you were good at? I think it was.
I owned it, so probably was. But anyway, that's the go. They've just gotten worse, though. But anyways, let's just say in your one, it's a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go to bed or whatever. And then day two is barbecue. And more people arrive.
Oh.
So, you know.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, more people arrive and it's more of a party. Yeah. Now, not everybody's going to be staying or whatever, but they come down and we're going to have a bit of a beach party, lake party.
Great.
You know, so.
Sounds great.
Wives, girlfriends, other friends.
Ah, well.
Beer pong.
Can't have it all.
Know. That's day two. But because we've done the mushrooms the day before, you feel like you're floating on the air the next day.
The kids are here.
No kids.
Okay.
No kids.
Okay.
No kids. This is,
okay, well then,
this is adult
weekend. Well, then the wives.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
come
what
on
I mean. Like, so it's, you know, you can socialize.
I love my family.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm not bringing my kids to...
And a post-mushroom haze.
Yeah, like... I want to be like loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, that's the next day. Barbecue,
nice.
Beer pong, whatever, you know, nice music being played. All round good party atmosphere.
Nice.
Lots of laughs. Face sore from smiling and laughing so much.
Yes, Terry.
The end.
Nice.
Karaoke maybe as well. Yeah.
Bit of karaoke at the end.
Yeah,
nice touch.
Yeah.
And we're off work for like 3 more days.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so we don't go straight back to work the next day.
Or... Don't pick up the kids till the day after as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. I'll be honest, there are a lot of similarities between our two hangs. So, in mine, I didn't think I had to do over the weekend. So I'm cramming all this into
a day.
Okay, great.
Sounds fun. Yeah, now, already. Cramming.
In the that's what you want, to rush. In this scenario, the kids aren't just okay. They're having the best time somewhere.
Okay,
right? So it's not like, where's dad? They don't even give a shit where I am. Right? They're having... That's a good prerequisite for me to open up, to switch on my good time mode. You know what I mean?
That's the difference between me and you. Don't even think about it. I just assume they're with their cousins having fun. Yeah. You know, like.
Okay, so... So we've just been to a daytime showing, because I'm trying to get it in early in one day.
Okay.
Of like some gig. Some outdoor gig. But here's the kicker. Let's say the Arctic Monkeys, because it's my fantasy, right?
11 o'clock in the morning or like...
Some matinee show, right?
1 o'clock. A bit late in the day, isn't it?
Is that matinee 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I bet that like...
Oh, whatever, but say 12. Okay.
Okay.
So we've had a nice breakfast, fry up, right? Mm-hmm. Now, much like your stag, while we're watching the Arctic Monkeys... We're on boats.
Okay.
So we're on a boat like we were at your stag.
Are we just like floating?
It's like a drive-in.
Yeah, a boat in.
But a boat in. And also when they're performing the old songs, he morphs back into young, energetic Alex Turner and then so sings them with proper gusto. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay,
So we're on a boat like your stag.
We're on a boat. We're on a
boat. So then the gig's happening so we can sort of, you know, to be like a... Great bit, you could jump in the water, you could do what you want, right?
Cool.
And which very much reminds me, I mean, we're really just trying to recreate your stag here. Terry's...
That water, when you jumped in the water...
I think... Sorry, I just cut across you.
No, it's like... It was like... I don't know, it's like I was born again, like, you know, because I was so hungover. And then you jumped in this, like, icy cold water, and I came out being like... Different. I'm not, you know, like
things are gonna change around here.
Like somebody give me a glass of something.
I think that your stag, and just for I know we've probably talked about it, but for anyone who hasn't heard, basically Terry's stag was a few years ago. It was an absolute
5 years ago.
5 years. Yeah. It was scorching hot, like absolutely
like the weather
scorching.
Now,
yeah, even hotter.
Yeah,
and we were on boats down the Shannon. We had three boats between about 20 of us, and it was just like the day in particular that really stands out is the day that we got all the boats together in the middle of the lake, and we were all just hopping over boats, just music playing, people are jumping in, everyone's laughing. It was just, I think genuinely that was one of the best few days of my life. Genuinely, I was so content with everything. I liked everyone there. It was a great group. The sun was fantastic, and anyway, all this sort of stuff.
I was only talking to just before we were on. Do you remember the first night when we pulled in to wherever we were staying near the pub?
Yeah,
like we had missed going because one of the boats had broken down. We'd missed going through. So we pulled into Drummond. Drummond, I think it was. And like the first boat that they were there for us, they pulled in. Our boat had pulled in, Grant, and then the third boat. I don't know if you remember, they were having like awful because it was like packed, and we were the last ones there. So they had to like park at like a weird angle, and it was like the people on that boat were, like trying to get it in, and then like the people from the first boat were, like let's help.
Yeah,
and like I remember like our friend Colin Pilo came out. He was like, "All right, T," like jumped onto the boat, and like I had the speaker there. And I was like tuned in on, I was listening to Garbage Patrol, our playlist, and I was like,
nice.
I just stuck on like Love and Spoonful, like what a day for a day, dream. Yeah. And you could just see,
just watch them struggle. Oh, like, this way.
Got a day for a daydreaming boy. It's like I feel like
chaos
like,
happening over there.
Fucking brilliant, man. Like,
Oh, it was so good. So
we're on a boat.
We go and get a couple of beers, right? Either we sit out in the sun or we're still on the boat.
Who's hanging with us? Just me and you?
No, that'd be weird.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be great, but, you know.
Rude.
It's like a date, though.
Yeah.
No, there's like six of us.
Okay.
You know, similar. So me, you, Andy, and like a few of the lads. You know what I mean? I mean, basically your friends, but they're, you know.
Yeah, your friends too.
They're my friends too.
You're welcome.
Thanks. So we go out, we have a couple of beers, sit out in the sun, and we exclusively discuss our favourite scenes to my favourite movies and TV shows. Okay.
Okay.
We're only quoting TV shows that I like.
Okay.
Okay. And anytime the conversation deviates from it, I get to say that. And you just have to talk about what I want to talk about, right?
Okay.
Or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I have to be involved. Or if I decide I don't want to talk, then you may talk about other things.
Okay? It's a bit weird.
This is my dream.
Okay.
So
I can't talk to Andy Ryan about wrestling?
No. You have to include me in it. And don't do that anymore anyway. We talk about something like, hey Andy, did you see the latest? Like, guess I'm sitting this one out, huh fellas?
Well, now you know what it's like when you've been waffling on the UFC that nobody cares about.
I can tell when you try and change the subject. Hey Andy, speaking of, I'm like, fuck, I'm out. I got nothing on this one.
Well, you're better at changing the subject, man.
Yeah, you're very good at it, actually, I have to say.
Yeah,
I don't have the subtlety to do it. Stop talking about that. I mean, hey, what do you guys think about? Okay,
you
know, so
if you pull it off in a funny way,
it's conversational magic.
We don't have anything to fucking add to this conversation in a funny way. That'll break the ice. And be like,
I can't
okay,
do it. Yeah. I'd make it weird. You know. Okay, so. There's beers.
What
there's
kind
joints.
Of beer? Oh, there's joints.
What
edibles? Can I have an edible?
You can. You can. Mm. And I would also like some.
No.
Okay. Can't blame a guy
for
trying.
None of my edibles. You can have your own edibles.
Great.
Yeah. This is your barbecue,
but,
Cyrus.
But
it tastes good.
It's the beer and the joints only get me as buzzed as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some sort of app that I can dial the buzz up or dial the buzz down, right? Some sort of control where I'm like, oh, nope, I've overdone a bit there.
A lot of control elements.
I want total control over my
good time. You should get it put
time.
In your chest like Iron Man and you can go...
Yeah, even better. Yeah. I'll do that. And I've got Iron Man's powers as well. Okay, while we're there.
What, like a suit? Like
the suit powers, but I have them in my biological body. Okay, so I can fly and do all that shit as well.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You can be like Alex Turner. I don't like that song.
Yeah. And then he just morphs into whatever, you know. I fancy a shadow puppet song this time. You know, and no complaining.
You're more like Doctor Strange then, in that sense.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm Doctor Strange. I can also dial the volume up and down, just of people's general conversation. Again, okay. very much controlling the entire thing. So then we go to a rented place. Mm-hmm. So very similar,
like
to
an
yours.
Airbnb,
like, if okay, you will. Yeah. We hop on a plane and we go to. Where do we go?
Sweet child, where do somewhere. We go now?
Somewhere.
Bam.
Somewhere sunny.
Copenhagen.
No.
Amsterdam?
Maybe Amsterdam. Somewhere. Sunny. Portugal, Spain, Italy. Something like that, right?
Oh, you're going for like...
Sun.
Dry heat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of on the spot there. I didn't think of that true, but whatever.
Okay. Are we in
play
a
some
villa,
games.
Like?
Yeah.
Okay.
A big one.
Okay.
We've all got on suites. Don't worry about that. Yeah. I know that's the first question. Yeah. So we play some games.
What kind of games?
Beer pong.
Oh.
Jenga.
Hello.
Drinking games. I mean, I don't know the drinking games. I would be coming to you for that. And we watch the 8 o'clock kickoff of the Champions League final.
Okay.
Liverpool play Man United.
Hey, all right. You control the outcome as well.
100%. Like, oh, don't like that. Yeah. It's like that movie, what's that one? Oh, we can't have that now, can we?
Funny games. Oh, no. You wouldn't like that.
Liverpool win. And
6-0.
Yeah, and all the United players, especially Bruno Fernandes, cries uncontrollably, okay? And, no, that's it.
Cry. Yeah. Cry uncontrollably.
Excuse me?
You said cries uncontrollably.
All of the players. Especially Bruno Fernandes.
Cry uncontrollably.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you're right. Plenty of joints. Yeah. Stuff like that. It's really, it's a requirement.
What kind of food we have?
We're ordering in.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Mm.
Well, you have whatever you want. Pizza, Chinese, whatever. Order in, though.
Mm-hmm.
A few beers. Then we break out the mushrooms.
That's very late for the mushrooms, isn't it?
I know, but I'm squeezing it all into one day. Yeah. We don't have anything to do, okay?
So we, like, have you...
Sun's coming out, and we're only taking the mushrooms now.
At, like, 6 a.m?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And we're in the desert. Like, this place where Jewel was shot. The last.
We're in a giant villa. Do we have a pool?
Yes. Massive one.
Okay. Cool.
So we're in a desert, and we're on mushrooms, and... we spend the whole really strong mushrooms.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. Just nicely buzzed. We're in a desert. There's eagles. There's cactuses. Starting to sound less good now that I'm
talking about it. What are we listening to?
We're listening to lo-fi chill hop.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm in total control. Total control of the volume. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else get to choose a song?
If it's within that genre, yes.
That genre that doesn't exist.
You can pick a song if I have heard, if I pre-approve. I have the playlist, okay. And I give you guys an alternate list.
Okay.
A pre-approved alternate list.
So you can pick from that list. Like Hotel California?
Yes. In fact, desert songs are probably going to get you.
Horse with No Name?
Definitely played 100%. Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Now you're getting the vibe. Now you're getting
the journey.
I mean, I ran out of time then, so that's kind of it. And then it just kind of ends.
Well, we're on mushrooms at 6 a.m, so...
I've worked in an hour. I forgot to book it off.
Oh, no.
I have to log in remotely.
I'm all right. Supposed to be in attention.
That's a reference to we were... I don't know, you weren't even there. Were you?
I was there.
Were you? And it was like... I don't even know, was I there? Or did you just...
I think it was the two of us were there.
And like there was some little kid, like we were walking home or something.
No,
like,
we were in the shop. He came into the shop and he was buying a drink at the front door. And he was like, just had it in his hand. And then to nobody, he's like, oh no, I'm supposed to be in detention.
Legged it out.
Just out loud. dropped his drink and ran.
But you know what I think the vibe very much is in these hangs? Very similar. But it's very much like easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too... It's not just clubbing. Just a laugh.
Clubbing.
Can you imagine?
I mean...
And then we hit the clubs.
But like, 1 a.m. Like, clubbing... Like to me, clubbing now is like... You're going somewhere. It's pumping music. And it's like dance club as opposed to Whelan's or something like that. Whereas there's a dance floor and we can go dancing, but we can also stay at a bar and talk and drink and, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think.
Whenever you say clubbing, I'm like.
Even like at your stag when. On the last day, I didn't go. I literally got to the door. I was the first one in the thing. I was like, opened the door. I was like, nope. Yeah. I was like, see you later, lads.
And we hadn't even like got up to the club. It was just like a busy bar. And then like we went upstairs to like the club.
No, it was, the club was in a different place. We walked outside.
But where you went, where you turned around was the bar. And then upstairs.
That was just the bar.
Yeah, upstairs was the club.
Jesus.
Party. Yeah. No. So like that was just like, say like Queens.
Yeah.
It was like a Queens and then you went upstairs to like the McGowan's dance part or whatever, like, you know, like
I regret nothing.
Yeah, I know. Everybody was very impressed by
brilliant.
They were like, geez, fair play to Cantwell. He just was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'll see you back at the boat.
You and Andy like, don't be fools.
This guy's an idiot.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. Good hangs.
Great hangs. So you get the vibe, people. It's good times. And I meant to say this at the start. You are all there as well, patrons. You know,
I don't know, in a separate area.
If we've met you, you may be in room 2. If we haven't met you, you have a great time in room 3. But I'm not into meeting new people on this hang. I want to only know people that I've known for years. You know what I mean? No offense, but you're more than welcome.
I don't think you should have opened that door anyway.
No.
You've offended almost everybody in room two.
I'm cutting it.
And no, double it. And then room three, don't even get me started on those guys.
And then room four is for people who were patrons. And they've since deleted their membership.
And what happens in room four is you get tortured.
The floor falls out. It's like that in
platform.
Yeah. It's like that movie Escape Room, and the walls and the ceiling just start never heating up, you know, big heaters, and then they
you know
boil.
What? You go into room four and then you hear a familiar voice. Would you like to play a game? And it's a saw trap.
Yeah.
And you have to get out of it.
But the here's the kicker. Nobody gets out.
Well, I mean, that's not really a saw trap then.
No, whatever.
You're cheating then if you do that.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm glad I did the voice. Well, that's it, really.
That clown voice.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for supporting us on Patreon. Hope you enjoyed this one. Obviously, there'll be nothing next week because Cantwell...
You've got to say it like that.
Cantwell has sprung it on me that he's going to be...
Legoland.
That was a bit that may, hopefully didn't go too wrong.
That's all
right. So yeah.
Look, hey, I think you'll all agree, folks. For two Patreon episodes a month at least.
Yeah,
you got three in a row.
Yeah, we made it up to you.
So we've afforded myself this
week off. We got 7 episodes on our mini series left with some. If we pull it off, we got some pretty big guests.
Really?
Coming in. I mean, they're popular people that are on
the platforms.
Yes, the platforms. Yeah, I think they'll be good. I think they'll be good, and hopefully all brand new ones as well.
Oh,
yeah. So yeah.
On that note.
Yeah, we will see you
whenever.
Yeah. Bye.
'Cause I can tell that